Greetings, everyone. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Stephen Hokana. I'm the Assistant Director of Ministry to the Armed Forces of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our reading from Holy Scripture today is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning at the 20th verse. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. And Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." And they came again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him. And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from man? Answer me." And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But shall we say from man?" They were afraid of the people, for they all held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The word I wanted to focus on today is Mark chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. And they said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things, or who gave you this authority to do them?" So this great passage of Scripture tells us with confidence that Jesus is the real deal, the promised Messiah, the one that we look for as prophesied in the Old Testament. This passage is so important that it's also recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. So the redemption won for us on the cross is indeed won for us by our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is being quizzed by those in the temple. We need not look any further. There's no action required on our part. We are his child forever for his activity on the cross. So this short passage is about authority as expressed in Jesus' identity. So let me just ask you a question to think about. Have you ever been the subject of mistaken identity? This seems to be an interesting resonant theme with me in the years since I've been a church worker. I mean, when I was a vicar, the seasoned citizens of our congregation thought that I was the pastor's son. And I had to explain to them, "I'm not the pastor's son, I'm a vicar from the seminary." I can remember also an identity problem where I was at a shoe store not long ago, and I was looking at a pair of Nikes, and I was trying to see what they would do for me or against me, so to speak, and a woman walked over, and she said, "Do you have any Hello Kitty pink sneakers in a woman's size 10? I was shocked by the question. I told her, "I don't work here." I had no clue where she could find shoes, the Hello Kitty in pink, a size 10. Yeah, and I suppose the list could go on, but probably one of the more humorous examples of a mistaken identity is when I was working here at the International Center of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. I was at a chapel service, and right before chapel began, a person sits in front of me. He turns around, and he shakes my hand. And then he's asking me all kinds of questions, and I'm like, wow, this is really neat. This guy I don't know is asking me questions about circuit visitors, the colloquy program, a resolution before the Council of Presidents. And always happy to share my thoughts. I eagerly entered the conversation. Now, we kept going. Then he said something strange. He said, "Congratulations on your election." Election? I wouldn't call being called to the International Center as a chaplain pastor an election. It was a call. Well, the service started, and before we started to sing the opening hymn, I handed him my card. He held up his hand. He says, "I already got a copy of your card. I know how to reach you." I found out later that I was the subject of mistaken identity. He thought that I was one of the district presidents of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and not just Chaplain Steve Hokana. Jesus' authority is questioned because of an intentional misidentity. They were not ready to say to him that he is a Lord God, King of the universe. Instead, they think that he is some type of an upstart. And I think in some way, we are all kind of like the Pharisees, those that work in the temple, because in many ways, we're not comfortable with Jesus getting close to us and accusing us of that which we do and err, and that is how we're created. So what happens is that we end up acting a lot like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the workers in the temple. You see, we're very comfortable with Jesus doing what I call an over-there accusation. Let's talk about that dead opposition to Jesus. I'm comfortable with that. Let's talk about some other topic that's not really related to me, that over-there stuff, ancient authorities, a non-existent group of antagonists. Yeah, Jesus, go ahead, attack them, but please leave me alone. Jesus says, no, I am the resurrection and the life, and I come to visit you in your isolation and in your loneliness, in your sadness, in your sin, in your anger, and in your frustrations. Why? Because of who I am. I am the Lord God, King of the universe, and I love you with a dying love on a cross. We cannot wrap our arms around that the eternal Son of God willingly and lovingly suffered and died for us. So what is this credential and identity of Christ? That he loves you. And in his identity, we are created as a child of God, not a child of abandonment. We don't see ourselves as someone who's isolated and alone any longer, but one that is deeply loved and cared for. We see ourselves as a person who knows that through baptism, our identity is tethered with that of the Lord Jesus, who loves us, a Lord who understands, and a Lord who does not leave us out in the cold. He is the King. He is the suffering servant. He is the Lord God who abides with us forever, and there is no mistaking that. We ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning. And though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.